Next applicant is the Skylight Music Theater of Milwaukee. Please start the review.
Yep. I'll just say that I really like this application. It's very clear. The way they've set it up makes it very easy to read and understand their highlights. They are a $0.9 million organization out of Milwaukee. Their mission is to present the full spectrum of music, theater, and opera works to a wide and diverse audience. They produce about 5 to 6 main stage productions and have a performing arts education program that serves 13,000 students annually. They do pay all their artists, and they have a 23-member volunteer board. They highlight their last 3 seasons of work with some nice highlights about what's happened in each season. Their education program, they serve 72 schools, and something that I really like about their education program is that they are serving schools the way that they need to be served. So they're filling a gap to that school that's unique to that school rather than just saying, this is what we do and this is the only thing we do. They have a sequential package of musical theater activities and performances that are delivered on an ongoing basis throughout the year. They rely on their unique Skylight style, which, I'll be honest, I didn't quite get a grasp of exactly what Skylight style meant. They do describe it as fresh approaches and interesting twists to work, but that could be a lot of things, so that is something I wanted to know more about. They are in the midst of turning around a financial decline. They had a new artistic director come in that changed the direction of how things were being programmed, and they saw a significant drop off in ticket sales because of that. They've made some changes and have new artistic and administrative leadership returned to their Skylight style that their audiences do understand and love. And they've been spending time reducing operating costs and had to make some tough decisions. They completed a sale and lease back of their building, but they're really lucky to have a landowner who recognizes their value and is committed to continuing to work with them. Their box office revenue is increasing, and with the 18-19 subscription sales have already passed last season's sales, and that was as of June. So that shows promise. They look for a big balance and a lot of different genres in their season that they're putting together. They've been voted as a People's Choice Award, and then they were a semi-finalist in every applicable category in 2008 for the Footlights. And they have some strong collaborations, as we heard about earlier. They are collaborating with Milwaukee Opera Theater, and their artistic director is the artistic associate with Skylight. And they also have a relationship with Opera Saratoga, about the Fest Exchange. They're the largest employer of Wisconsin professional actors, which is to be lauded. They offer a paid production apprenticeship program, the only one in the upper Midwest. They have performers out at 43 local businesses. And their executive director is the president of the Milwaukee Third Ward Business Association. I talked a bit earlier about their partnership with the public school system, which I think is great. And they are actively working to identify and minimize barriers. They have audience guides and pre-show talks. They have rush tickets and pay what you can for their partner schools, assisted listening systems in both theaters, and they are very proud of their commitment to hiring local actors. Over 30% of their performers are artists of color, and their teaching team is a team of two, one of whom is a teacher of color, and on average, over 50% of their touring show performances are African-American or Latinx. And then they do a great job of going over their partners, and then a great job of just really breaking down all of their assessment tools, audience feedback, phone calls. They just did TRG. They consulted with TRG, education programming. They have pre and post activity surveys. And then they have a repertory advisory committee, and they say to help ensure the diverse interests and perspectives of our community are considered. The committee includes diverse representation in terms of race, age, and artistic and business background.
Very good, Maggie. Comments.
Yeah, Ellie pretty much covered it. I thought it was good that they noted that their programming helps schools meet Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction standards in writing and theater. I, too, was curious about this Skylight style. I would have liked to... The narrative would have been stronger if we knew more about what exactly that was. Overall... they did a consultancy with TRG to help strengthen their organizational structure. And in their organizational plan, they do lay out their financial difficulties. They talk about their financial difficulties and lay out steps to recover. So I thought that was pretty good.
Other comments?
I really wished, as someone who has seen a show and understand the words Skylight style, because I wish that video, wouldn't it have been great if the video piece had been, this is what the Skylight style is, and shown us. Because I think that their audience understands what that means, and there's no way we could possibly qualify it, and it's a shame. It's a missed opportunity, I think. Did anybody notice that there's not one, there's not two, but there's three letters attached to this proposal? finally, the end of the day, I can happily say those affiliations are all documented. The only caveat I would make to that is that the opera theater arrangement is documented in a letter from the opera theater signed by the person who's doing it. And I just, if the board president had signed it and said, we're endorsing this as an organization, that would have been a home run. Mm-hmm. Still, it's great to see. I don't know, you know, at some point we'll have to discuss whether they're actually required or not here, and I don't know if they are. Is there a threshold at what point you require? It's a question for tomorrow night.
The letters of support?
Yeah.
We require a letter of support from a critical partner,
mm-hmm.
At any level. So mm-hmm. if there's something that they're doing that they can't do without that partner, that's one of the things.
So in a way, they have been all required all along.
Yeah.
I haven't been grasping at straws.
Nope.
Okay. Well, good for them. And they're for all of their financial difficulties that they're working their way through, their percentage for fundraising for this significant budget is at 49.7%. Mm-hmm. However, that does include performing arts funds as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, again, nice transparency in working their way through that.
Yeah, I thought the narrative was very clear to read.
Had any comments?
Well, the only comment I had, and very minor, is that they mentioned somewhere that they have the board and they work in committees, but they didn't really say what the committees were. But I'm sure they understand financial and that thing.
Yeah, and I noticed, though, that on the board listing, the executive committee of the board was a vice president for marketing and a vice president. So, I'm assuming you're right that that's where they are, and they've got people at the board executive level.
Yeah, so it's very minor.
Other comments? Is the apprenticeship program unique? Should that be called out?
I don't know if it's unique that no one does something of that nature. I think it's probably as well defined as any program that I'm aware of in this state.
Are you asking if it's a best practice to
yes.
be pulled out?
Yes.
Called out? Would you call it out as a best practice? Do they do it so well that we could put it out there?
I think so.
Practice?
I mean,
right.
And I think
great.
Just in
Thank
general,
you.
The idea we from a development standpoint, we're always like, where's the next generation of donors?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice when these people are saying, where's the next generation of performers or supporters who are intimately aware of the performers. It's just good future planning.
I also like their marketing plan that finally laid out, you know, their goals and their strategies and broke it out by into tactics, and they also provided a snapshot of their subscription receipts going back over a few years. And I think that's a good model for some organizations to follow, the ones that have done really poor marketing plans. This is a good one.
All right, so I'm going to call that out as a best practice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
2 minutes.
Thank you.
Other comments? Thank you.
Thank you.